The gospel reading today, as our Lord tells this parable about the coins and so on, we get to the end of the gospel, and of course, everybody likes to think of Jesus in the warm, fuzzy way, and he's just so nice, and he's so cute, and isn't that wonderful? And he says, as for those enemies who do not want me to be their king, bring them here and slay them before me. Not too cute, warm, and fuzzy, is it? In other words, not everyone is going to go to heaven, even though that's the popular thing today. Everyone goes to heaven just because God loves us. True, God loves us. The question isn't whether God loves us. The question is, do we love God? That's where the issue comes. If we don't love God, we're certainly not going to want to be with him for all eternity. And so it's our own choice to say, we do not want this man to be our king. Now, of course, there are only two alternatives. So if you don't want Jesus to be your king, well, that only leaves one. So it's either Satan or it's Jesus. And we look at it again and we say, yeah, but you know, we're told, you know, you're a demanding man. You take up what you didn't lay down. You harvest what you didn't plant. Why would we want this man to be our king? Because those things are to test us. Just as we see, this man hid his gold coin in a handkerchief and put it aside. God has given each one of us an abundance. What are we doing with it? If we look at it and say, well, you know, God can be kind of tough. He's going to be tough if we don't do what we're supposed to do. So, yeah, but look at the first reading. He allowed that poor woman who raised seven children to watch them all be killed right in front of her eyes. And listen to what it was that she had to say. She encouraged them. She talked about receiving them back in the resurrection. If we heard the part about the other sons, they taunted the king. They said, for us, we're going to have all of our body parts back that you just cut off in the resurrection, but as for you, you wretch, there is no resurrection from the dead. And so the mother, yes, she watched as all of her sons were killed in a single day. And she did that with the confidence that she was going to receive them all back in the resurrection. So yes, what happened to her was absolutely horrific. And yet all we can do is look forward. Just like we can say what happened to our Blessed Lady on Good Friday was absolutely horrific. And then the resurrection came on Easter Sunday, and she was rewarded abundantly for her fidelity. So yes, God may demand some very, very difficult things from us, even to the point of saying, encourage your children to go forward and be martyred. Not a thought that any parent would ever want to have. But you can ask yourself, do I have the faith of that woman? She had confidence in God. Each one of her sons, and we only heard about the youngest one today, but he said, I'm not going to be obedient to the king. I'm going to be obedient to the law of God as given to us through Moses. We have the law of God given to us through Jesus. The law of God given through God. This woman had faith in the law that was given through a human being, and it was indeed the truth. We have the law given to us through God himself. Because of her confidence, she could encourage her sons to remain faithful even when that meant death. What do we do? Again, all we need to do is look at what was offered to them. He'll make you his friend and entrust you with a high office. Isn't that wonderful? You just saw six of your brothers killed, but you'll be the king's friend. What kind of friend is it? Total fraud. But all the promises that Satan offers, I'll give you this and that, I'll give you whatever you want. You want to be rich, you want to be famous, you want to have glamour, do you want to have whatever? Oh, he's willing to give you whatever it is you want because it's only going to be for a very, very short time. And then for eternity, he's got you. God, on the other hand, can be rather demanding. He might ask for some very difficult things from us. And then he is ours for eternity. You see the difference. We have to prove ourselves to be worthy of God. We have to make the choice. It's easy as we sit here today to be able to say, well, yes, of course I would choose God. Yes, of course I want to go to heaven. That's excellent. Then what do when we have to put it into practice? When the peer group pressure is pretty strong, come on, you can do, yeah, come on, what's wrong? You got to join us, come on, come on. What do? Do we say, no, I don't want to go and do those sorts of things? Or do we just go along with the crowd because everyone is doing it? When it comes to the looking at pleasure or suffering, which one do we go for? You begin to see why this is so difficult. It's not just a matter of saying, yep, I want to be with God. Prove it. I will to be with God. I choose to be with God is what we need to say. Not simply I'd prefer it. I will it. That's the only way. That's hard. That means that we need to put it into practice. It means that we can't just give lip service with our hearts wandering everywhere. Our hearts need to be focused on the Lord. Because he has gone away to a distant country. And he has received kingship. And there are more and more and more people today who are saying, we do not want this man to be our king. So if you, on the other hand, are going to say, I do want him to be my king, I choose him as my king, then we need to serve him, not out of self-serving reasons, but out of charity, for the glory of God, for his good, for his glory. And he might test us to see if we're going to be loyal. That's where the challenge is going to come in. Because if we're doing it only for ourselves, the loyalty is to ourselves. And when the challenge comes, we're going to fold. If we're doing it out of love for him, then we're not going to fold. We're going to be like that extraordinary woman that we heard about in the first reading. She had her focus set on God. She had so much love for God and so much love for her children that she was willing to allow them to be killed in front of her. That doesn't sound like a very motherly, loving thing, does it? That's because it's an extraordinary motherly love, not just a natural one. And that's what God is going to ask from each of us, an extraordinary love. We all have the capacity to do it. The question is whether we will it, whether we choose it. That's what it all comes down to. The grace is there. The ability is there. God's not going to ask something of you that is more than what you can handle. He's going to push it to the extreme sometimes. but the grace will be there to do it. So the question isn't whether we have the ability, the question isn't whether we have the grace, the question is whether we have the will. So we want to be with God. We want to do the will of God. Now we have to take it to the next step and say it can't just be a want, it must be a choice. I will to be with God, and I will to do His will.